In Indonesia, the People's Consultative Assembly has removed President Abdurrahman Wahid from office and replaced him with Vice President Megawati Sukarnoputri. She is the daughter of Indonesia's founding father, Sukarno. The impeachment came despite a last-ditch effort by Wahid to suspend the legislative body. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
The end for President Wahid was hastened by what appeared to be a politically fatal miscalculation. Shortly after 1 o'clock this morning, Jakarta time, Wahid appeared live on national television, announcing he was suspending the People's Consultative Assembly hours before it was to convene to vote on his impeachment. He also ordered new elections within a year's time. Wahid claimed he had no choice, that if the assembly was allowed to impeach him, the whole country would quickly disintegrate. The president also ordered police to prevent legislators from convening the special session this morning. But nobody, it seems, paid any attention. The assembly, or MPR as it's known by its Indonesian initials, met anyway. The police did nothing to stop them. In fact, heavily armed police and army units surrounded parliament to ensure the session proceeded undisturbed. President Wahid had been threatening to suspend parliament and declare a state of emergency for weeks. Senior members of the police and armed forces had publicly urged him not to do so. Armed Forces Chief Widodo repeated the military's position today.
We have made our position clear that we will not support the dissolution of parliament and the declaration of a state of emergency. The armed forces will continue to serve the country and to help the police to maintain public order.
Without the support of Indonesia's powerful military, Wahid's effort to stave off impeachment was doomed. In a statement read to cheering legislators as the assembly convened this morning, Indonesia's Supreme Court declared the president's decree illegal. Happy Bone Zulkarnain, a legislator from the assembly's second-largest party, Golkar, went even further.
Fraksi Partai Golongan Karya berpendapat.
Vice President Megawati Sukarnoputri sat impassively to the side of the podium as speaker after speaker spoke out against President Wahid. Shortly before 5 in the afternoon local time, the MPR formally dumped him and appointed Megawati as his successor. In a 7-minute speech after taking the oath of office, Megawati did not refer to Wahid directly, but urged all Indonesians to put aside their differences and build the country together. The formal impeachment proceeding began on Saturday, when the legislators called on Wahid to appear before them this morning to answer allegations of incompetence and corruption. Wahid refused to do so. He also hinted that his angry supporters might take to the streets of the capital if Parliament went ahead with the impeachment. Wahid supporters have begun to arrive here in Jakarta, and a large number of police and army troops have been deployed to head off any trouble. Before today's vote, President Wahid said through a spokesman that he would not resign regardless of the MPR's vote, calling the Assembly's action illegal. Harold Crouch is Indonesian Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
He must know that the whole government is going to be shifting to Megawati. And Megawati will appoint cabinet ministers. Now, his cabinet minister is not going to stay in office if that happens. They're going to accept the reality. Under that scenario, he'll just be sitting in the palace. The cars and buses will be going by in front of the palace. And he may think he's president, but he's not going to have much influence.
Condemnation of President Wahid's tactics in the confrontation here has come from abroad as well. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said the U.S. was deeply concerned with President Wahid's attempt to suspend the democratically elected MPR and called on all parties to, in his words, exercise restraint and allow for a peaceful, democratic process to unfold. Human Rights Watch Asia Director Sidney Jones said the answer to the political impasse should not be a return to authoritarian measures. On a more positive note, Indonesia's currency and stock markets today rebounded on news of President Wahid's dismissal, expressing the market's hope a Megawati presidency can bring the political stability that's been lacking for more than a year.